At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Identifying.
Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action. Exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, and we got a banger of a show today. Great guest, Mr. Connor Daly. Drive anything Connor Daly, IndyCar driver for Ed Carpenter Racing. Also a bit of a gamer, and he'll drive anything with four wheels. Always fun to have Connor on the show, and he is our guest today. So welcome to all of you tuning in for Connor, or just tuning in to hear my voice. Thank you guys for the continued support of the show. Please head over to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, please leave a rating and or a review. Much appreciated for everybody who has done that. You can also follow me at JimBeaver15 on the social media machine. I've also got another show called the Down and Dirty Radio Show. You can catch that on SiriusXM, Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, all kinds of places. My flagship show, but we've also got Project Action right here that is damn good in its own right. So thank you guys once again for continuing to support the show. Before we jump into Connor Daly, though, want to ask you, do you own or rent your home? Well, I'm sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And also, one of my personal sponsors, will throw it out there, Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use the code JimBeaver to get you 20% off plus free shipping at Manscaped. You know, if you need a little help below the waist or with all your man grooming needs. All right, that being said, it is time to jump into this epic interview with my good friend Connor Daly. I'd like to welcome a good friend of mine and guest of the show, Connor Daly. Connor, what is happening, man?
You know what? Not a lot. Just waiting to go racing like most other people except for NASCAR.
Right. I guess NASCAR. I guess we got to tip our cap to the endurance racers. They got a chance to go and run 24 hours of Daytona. I guess anything goes in Florida right now. Like pro wrestling, Super Bowl, like anything can happen in Florida. I feel like the world revolves around Florida about now.
Oh, yeah. You can see it. I've seen it. And, it was awesome to watch the Rolex as well. I don't forget about that, but I'm angry if I don't get to race in it. So I try to put it out of my head because I love that event so much. But I watched it and obviously saw my good pal Alex Rossi win it. So that was pretty cool for sure.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, are you one of those guys, like, you watch one of these marquee events and does it like sting a little bit when you're not driving in it to watch it? I mean, is it that way with all motorsports, or is it just stuff like endurance racing and IndyCar? Do you get that with Daytona too? Like, you know, you just get the Joneses, like, I got to be doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've done it twice. And it's one of those experiences that I think is very unique because there are so many drivers down there, friends that you see from, you know, back from when I raced in Europe, friends that you see that you might only get to see once a year. So it's, you know, and it's a very unique event. So I've enjoyed it. I would love to, you know, I've been down there many, many years in a row watching and waiting for my shot. And then after I did it the two times that I did it, I think I went the year afterwards, like in 2017 or 18 or 2018, and it was just grueling to watch it. I was like, oh man, this is, I can't watch this anymore without, you know, without being in it. So it's, you know, it's a great event. Such a, you know, IMSA does such a great job, I think, with, you know, their field was massive this year, and it was great to see that. So, you know, maybe someday I'll get another shot to go down there.
Yeah. So that being said, I mean, you ever glanced across the pond to something like Le Mans? Like, you know, you have like a list of bucket list events you want to do. I mean, you've been kind of a journeyman. I mean, you've gone and done, you know, at this point, what, Chili Bowl? And like, you've kind of spread your wings. You've done some stock car racing. Like, I feel like you're kind of like, I mean, we've seen Alonso do it now and stuff like that. I feel like you're one of those guys where you just want to kind of drive a little bit of everything. Doesn't matter where it's at. Just give me the steering wheel.
Absolutely. I mean, Le Mans is very, very high on my bucket list. It's, you know, it's something that I, crave doing. And I, you know, the sports car world is difficult to really slot yourself into unless you've got, you know, some money to bring and sweeten the deal. And, but oddly enough, you know, I've talked about this to a lot of people recently. Even my buddy, Connor DeFilippi, who drives for, the BMW, IMSA team. You know, I've done a full season of GT racing in the Lamborghini Super Trofeo Series. So, like, I've driven prototypes, I've driven GT cars now, and so people can't really use that excuse of me not having experience in sports cars anymore. So, I think the right, you know, the right opportunity will come by hopefully at some point. And you know, I love a lot of the teams that are in the sports car world, and there's some great group of people over there. So, hopefully, at some point, I can trip into a Le Mans seat, and I don't know when that will be, but definitely Le Mans is on the bucket list, and the Daytona 500. I want to do that too. I've raced a NASCAR truck. I've raced an Xfinity car. And so next is for sure a Cup car. And, I would love to do Daytona. I've met some great people in the NASCAR, ranks. So who knows? Maybe we can make that happen someday too.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny you mentioned, you know, sports car racing and stuff. Cause I you know, a few years back, it was kind of one of those you know, areas of motorsport where guys kind of went as their swan song. Like, oh, I'll go do a couple years of road racing and you know, and we'll call it a career. But I feel like things have changed in the last couple of years. Like, I mean, there's a lot of stability in that series, but, you know, and they've done a lot of rule changes, stuff like that. Obviously, there's manufacturers, but I feel like it's one of those where it's not necessarily that step out the door of your career now. I mean, there's a lot of guys making a home there, and I feel like sports car racing, man, there's probably more interest in it now than there has been in quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of good stuff happening there. A lot of manufacturers are involved. You know, I think there are a lot of guys who, you know, are the trusted sports car names and drivers. But I also think, you know, the driver rating system is really tough as well for some guys. You know, certainly like me, you know, and I look at a guy like Joey Hand, who's rated a platinum, you know, by the FIA, and Joey doesn't have a ride. And I'm like, that guy is so good. He's won so many different sports car races. So, again, it's one of those right place, right time type scenarios as well. And, you know, sometimes teams would hire you or would bring you in, but because of the way the driver rating systems work, it might not happen. So, you know, it's one of those things that I love that it's getting the respect that it is. And there's a lot of great drivers and names, you know, going to do it, you know, NASCAR guys, Formula One guys, you know, people from all across the motorsports spectrum. I think motorsport right now across the board is strong, which is positive.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about 2021. Obviously, big news back in December, and I do want to mention before we jump into this news, what a way to celebrate your announcement. You get to go to Phoenix for your birthday, and I'm looking at this list on Instagram back when you had it. Was it like you, Paul Tracy, Alex? There was like Manziel, like Ari Leyendijk Sr. I'm like, what a hell of a way to celebrate your announcement with Ed Carpenter Racing, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was a good couple weeks in December for sure. You know, our deal with the U.S. Air Force, I mean, such an incredible, you know, to be heading into the fourth year with them really means a lot. They've been definitely my most loyal supporter, you know, on a big stage, you know, in my career. And to be back with Ed Carpenter Racing, obviously, I think we have a lot of unfinished business, you know, to get to. I think the team has done an incredible job over the offseason working on the areas where I think, you know, I need help with in the car and then the feeling that I need out of it. And, you know, we've had our first test day already last week at Sebring, and it was very, very encouraging. So I think that's great. And yeah, I had a great birthday, Paul Tracy, a good friend of mine. And we got to meet, you know, Johnny Manziel. He was awesome as well. And had Alex out there, a good group of friends who went to play some golf and do all the outdoor activities, which Arizona provides. So yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Well, kind of looking at things, obviously things pushed back a bit this year just due to you know, coronavirus and things like that. I mean, starting things off at Barber, but I'm looking at this opening stretch, and I know, you know, obviously you're doing the Indy 500, and that's the only oval you're slated to do for ECR right now, but I'm looking like, you know, it's like four races in the first 2 weeks of the year, and then, you know, and then you turn around, and 2 weeks later you got a road course at Indy, you know, then a couple of, you know, weeks of qualifying, and then the Indy 500, turn around, and, you know, you got a doubleheader in Detroit. I mean, you want to talk about 2 months, it's just going to be absolutely grueling, man. I mean, the start of this IndyCar season, I know it's been delayed, but it's gonna make, you know, every single weekend count, man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once we get going, I keep telling people, I said, look, once I get to April, you'll probably never hear from me again until the end of the year. I mean, it's gonna be a pretty aggressive run, but that's awesome. Like that's what we love. I mean, we've been craving, you know, getting back into things. We've been craving getting back in the seat. You know, I do think it'll be tough on our team. Like, for sure, there's a lot of work the guys are going to have to, you know, bust through and make some things happen. But again, that's why we do what we do is you know, to show up at the racetrack ready to go and be able to perform at a high level. And, you know, I still don't quite have my full season program going yet. I mean, I'd love to be back with Carlin on the ovals, and I feel pretty good about that situation. But that kind of decision's a little bit out of my hands. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I can't wait to get going, because once we're going, we're fully flat out.
Yeah. Well, you know, how's this, you know, I guess the approach has got to be a little bit different this year for you too. And you know, things getting started a little bit later. Obviously, we've got Long Beach running, you know, is the finale there at the end of the year. We got a new track at Nashville that I'm really excited about. I mean, you know, what's your approach as things goes on, especially with, you know, the change in Long Beach and now with this new track in Nashville? How do you approach something like Nashville where it's kind of an unknown for everybody?
Well, I think that's one of the most exciting parts about IndyCar, to be honest, is, you know, our diversity in street courses. I mean, that's such a great group of tracks to race on. You talk about Long Beach, St. Petersburg, Detroit, Nashville. Now, I mean, those are great, great markets and incredible racetracks. And obviously I think Nashville is going to be the same. I think it's going to be super exciting. I've talked to so many different people, because there's a lot of people in Indiana that come up from Nashville, and a lot of my friends from Indiana go down to Nashville all the time. And people are really, really excited about it. And Justin Marks is a good friend who's a very, very key part of the Nashville event. And he says, you know, constantly to me that it's going to be an incredible atmosphere. So I'm excited about it. I mean, learning a new track will be the same for everyone. You know, we can't really do any simulation work there. We can't really do any testing there, obviously. So, you know, first session out there is going to be a whole new experience. And that's kind of exciting. We haven't had that really for a long time. You know, a new venue, particularly a new street circuit on the calendar. So I think it's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, all that being said, you mentioned simulator work, and I want to chime in on that, because I know you've been burning a ton of time in the sim, and I know, you know, a lot of people know you from iRacing, things like that. I mean, there's iRacing, and then there's actual simulator work, correct? I mean, what's the biggest difference there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a pretty big difference. I have a great setup here at the house for iRacing, and iRacing has been a lot of fun, obviously, over the last, well, really 12 months. But yeah, when we go to Charlotte with Chevrolet and Pratt & Miller, you know, they have a full, you know, a full IndyCar tub that's you know, motion capable, and you know, everything is pretty high detailed on some of the real data that we get from the racetrack. So yeah, I just spent the last 2 days there actually in Charlotte on the simulator with, you know, with my engineers and my teammate Renus, and you know, we try to do as much as we can, because we get 2 days of testing, 2 days of on track practice before you know, our first road course race. So yeah, that's not a lot of time on the physical racetrack. So we we try to spend as much time in the simulator, and obviously with technology, they're always getting more and more info, and they're always trying to make it as close to real life as possible. And I think it'll be a little while before we get to a full match of real life, but for now it's good to focus on on things that you want to develop as a driver, and maybe getting rid of bad habits, which is something that I think I've done over the last few months. And the simulator helps with that for sure, because the hardware, the pedals, the steering, the stuff like that is all very similar to real life.
Yeah. Well, and here's a question on IndyCar, because I think really last couple of years it's become interesting. For the longest time, there was a superiority complex with Formula One, and it's better and things like that. What's your take on this the last year or two? Because I'm looking at IndyCar and, it's been around a long time. You're a veteran. You've been around the series for quite a while at this point. We're getting all these Formula One drivers now looking, tired of the politics, tired of everything that's going on in Formula One, and they're kind of peeking over here across the pond at the United States going, that IndyCar, it doesn't look too bad, and what's a guy like you that's been around for that long, you start seeing these names float around that are eyeing IndyCar and wanting to come over and stuff like that. It's got to be kind of gratifying, Connor.
Well, honestly, IndyCar is without a doubt the most competitive series on the planet right now, and the most diverse schedule with the most champions from various series from around the world come to compete in IndyCar, and a lot of them at the Indy 500 as well. You have 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson coming to race IndyCar. You have multiple Formula One guys who have now come over: Marcus Ericsson, Roman Grosjean, Fernando Alonso. Guys that are really taking this seriously. V8 Supercar champion Scott McLaughlin. These guys are really good drivers, and we already have some of the best drivers in the world in IndyCar. And I really hope IndyCar, as on the marketing side, really takes advantage of this, because there's truly nothing like IndyCar right now on the planet. There really isn't. NASCAR is incredible. They do a great job with marketing. But it's a different type of racing. It's a different atmosphere for sure. And Formula One is always going to be Formula One. It's always going to be the biggest in the world. It's always going to be, 2 to 3 cars have a shot at winning, maybe one. And that's it. But, if you want to be a race car driver and you want to have a shot at a race win every weekend, IndyCar is the place to do it. And we have some incredible events. We have some incredible tracks. We have the Indy 500, which is still massive. And right now we have a very strong grid of potentially, I think, 26, 27 full-time cars, which is, more than we've had in a long time. There's a lot of positive momentum. I truly hope IndyCar gets the respect that it deserves, starting this year, and hopefully we just, we all work together to get this product out to the people and just literally make people more aware that we exist, because that is our biggest problem right now, is not enough people know that we exist.
Well, and here's, you are a guy that, you've had to, you've made a business case for IndyCar, right? You've had to hunt your own sponsorship at times. You've been on the ground floor, you've been in board meetings, and going back 5-6 years ago versus today, Connor, you go into a board meeting, you're meeting with a company. I got to think that the business proposition for sponsoring an IndyCar team or an IndyCar driver is never easy, but I got to think it's maybe, the doors opened a little more and they're a little more receptive now than, say, they were 5-6 years ago.
Well, I'd like to think so. I definitely would, but I also still think that when you're up against the NBA, the NFL, the MLB, NASCAR, even, it's really hard. And we're a small drop in the bucket of marketing, compared to the major sports. And it still is tough to find those, massive number sponsors. And, I've been very fortunate to have the U.S. Air Force, but, I'm still not a full season driver. I was full season last year for the first time in 3 years, but that was, with 2 different teams filling in for another team and, trying to make things work. And, we're still trying to make this, make this sport even bigger and better. And hopefully, yes, as we continue to grow, those sponsors will be more and more, attracted to what we've got going on. And I think there's a lot of positivity going, And I have a lot of faith in the series itself. And, you know, I was a fan first before being a driver. And as a fan, I couldn't be more excited about, you know, this season ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, going into that, I mean, how crucial is, say, you know, your social media? And I mean, you've blown up on Twitch. I mean, this is probably one of the coolest surprises, I think, of the whole pandemic is your Twitch feed, because it doesn't matter what you do, you've got people tuning in. And I think it's really rad, you know, that the way you were able to kind of spin that. But I mean, you know, how important now is that personal branding and that personal touch and the added things with social media and Twitch you're doing to say, you know, to bring in these partners?
Well, I tell you what, you just have to be the biggest brand that you can be. You have to extend yourself. You have to work hard at this. You know, I do the Twitch stuff because I think it's something that, you know, the Air Force didn't really know how to, I guess, respond to it at first, but realistically it just, all it is more publicity. It's more eyes on the Air Force, and Twitch is a younger demographic of people and users. And that's really cool. So, you know, what I try to do is just is be, you know, branch out, extend my arms a little bit, try to do a little bit of everything. You know, if Travis Pastrana invites me to do anything, I'm going to say yes, because why not? And I think it's something that I hope I think the U.S. Air Force has appreciated. Otherwise, they wouldn't be back. You know, they're very serious with me. Like, if this wasn't producing the numbers that they needed, they wouldn't come back as a sponsor. And so clearly it has. So you just got to keep working at it. This is hard. It's harder than it used to be. You don't just have to be a driver anymore.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're Scott Dixon, you know, you don't just have to be a driver. You have to be a marketing company. You have to be an entity. You have to be a recognizable, you know, human being from multiple different areas. So I try to do anything and everything, and I always will, because I love working hard to be a race car driver.
Yeah. So last question before we let you go, man. You know, obviously we're, about 2 months out from Barber. What's the next 2 months look like for Connor Daly in preparation for that race there in Birmingham?
Well, we've got one more test day at Birmingham, you know, February 22nd. So we'll be out there getting our last day of preseason testing in, which will be really, really, you know, important. And I'm not sure if I'm on the sim again before then, but I know we'll be on the sim for sure in March, and probably doing a lot of stuff with iRacing as well, you know, in March. But yeah, might have something else exciting to do early March, a real race rather than a virtual race. So you know, stay tuned for that. But yeah, it's going to be a busy next couple weeks. February has been nonstop for me so far. I mean, I just got home late last night, and I'm sure I'll be traveling again next week at some point. And it's, you know, it's been busy, but it's good. I'm glad there's a lot of positive energy going for this year, and hopefully it's better.
Wow. Man, it is always a pleasure catching up, buddy. I know you are busy. We'll let you relax a little bit, and, you know, always fun catching up, and I'm sure we will again after the season starts.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot.
That's all we got this week here on Project Action on Podcast One. Big thanks to Connor Daly. Always fun catching up with him. A man that drives just about anything, whether it be in the real world or virtual world, but always a great personality, fun guy to have on air. Before we leave, though, do you own or rent your home? I'm sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's GEICO. GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. I am at JimBeaver15 on social media. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Hit the subscribe button to this show as well as my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Don't forget, need help below the waist? Manscaped. Yes, Manscaped.com. Use the coupon code JimBeaver. It'll get you 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com. All right. Thank you, guys. And once again, let's continue to roll here on Project Action next week with some more epic good guests. Have a great week. See you next time.
Season 2 of the 22 Hours an American Nightmare podcast series is coming soon with a new story, a new mystery.
He said, "Your mother was murdered." I physically couldn't hold the phone. I remember it falling out of my hands and dropping to the ground.
The vicious murder of Sherry Crandall inside the Maryland hospital where she worked has mystified me, the police, and her family for the past 2 decades. I'm Washington, D.C. crime reporter Paul Wagner. Join me as I investigate this unsolved murder with an unforgettable twist.
Ms. Crandall predicted that something violent may end up happening.
Don't miss the new season of American Nightmare, the podcast series that was named the number two show of the year by the Associated Press and one of Apple Podcasts' most popular new shows of 2019. Listen to the official Season 2 trailer and subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.